Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Ungukuphila. Ayethe wena. O Christu.
Lo umafunga ngachiki. Hey, lo umabizwa sabe.
And uyasiphilisa nathi bazalwane. Ungukuphila and uyaphilisa. Uxoli mncwango usifaka ngala esigabeni sokugcina njengoba selishayile elesine ihora 9 after 4 o'clock yasi zongena kwi discussion yosuku Pastor Teboho ila ngaphansi kwetafula ngiyabona ufuna ukuadjusta i volume okay book ngaphansi kwetafula ilasi adjusta khona Pastor T we want it so right manje ay sengiyakufundisa ngithi
yes
my producer
amen
yeah singene ngalo mhlabelelo omnandi kaXoli ngaphambi kwakhe bengikuthathele la unqubeko mbatha ya bengikuthathele unqubeko mbatha ethi ukholekile njalo ya lomhlabelelo usiholela ngalam ku 4 o'clock ngikanye nabafundisi hey siyayivala inyanga yabo mama uyazi beningababona bazalwane babahle ithema bangena nje sathi hey imemo iphumile meni bahle kangaka bomama uyazi bagqoke those beautiful flowerish dresses hu ngiyabonakala ukuthi sesi approacha spring ngoba bona seba springile already yanga la ma colorful dresses sanibonani bomama sanibonani bafundisi
sanibonani
ninjani bomama
oh we are blessed thank you and how are you
I'm good I'm fabulous thank you. I'm thank so you. Happy to be here nginani
amen with God amen
yeah so si vali nyanga le yabo mama hey yazi lenyanga le hayi lenyanga le man ibusekile ne
kakhulu
hayi man o August yazi uphethe into nje nami ngayi understand
it's true amen.
Yeah iphethe nje hey yeah so today game njoba sizovala u-August sizokhuluma ngento ebalekile la to be Christ like servant ne a servant of Christ so mhlambe omunye unokuthi abuze nje ukuthi iBhayibheli iyakhuluma about being a servant and then kunaleligama okuwukuthi lihambisana no servant okuwukuthi konje lithini leligama amagama amabili okuwukuthi cishe ayafana a servant and a slave
and a slave yeah
yes mhlawumbe omunye uthanda ukuhlukanisa lapho ukuthi what is a slave what is a servant of Christ yeah sizoyixoxa ukuze kugcineni sibe on the same page ithi ngiqale la ngo Pastor Melita Pastor Melita first time siso banawe la imoyeni last week ube khona kodwa wakhuluma nje kancane and then wandlula so mhlambe asiqale ngokuthi simazi u Pastor Melita ungubani u Pastor Melita uphuma kuphi u Pastor Melita
I'll first like to greet all the listeners in the name of Jesus
amen
my name is Pastor Melita from the Throne of Christ Family Church, the CEO of the Legend Awards, SA. Pastor Melita is just a servant of God.
Yeah.
A wife and a mom.
A wife to Apostle Shaikh Smulete.
A wife and a wife.
Yes. A wife and a mother again.
How many kids?
3 kids. Three kids. I'm blessed with 3 kids. Wow. Yeah, 2 daughters and 1 son.
Amen. Wow. Okay. Mm. And I love La Ushokono, but I'm a servant of God.
Amen.
Wow. Siyabonga Pastor Melita ukuthi-ke sikwazi and sizoba nawe kulentambama sikanye-ke Pastor Kayle Dwaba. Pastor Kayle Dwaba, mina yimi engiye ngakudlalela last week, ne? Ukuthi who's Pastor Kay?
Yes.
Ngidlale kahle.
Undlale kamnandi.
So bayakwazi manje.
Sibayangazi kusekhaya
la. Yeah, kanye no Pastor Tebogo Mukwena. So mhlambe ke sizoyixoxa le ndaba ethi ngiqale ngalasithathe nje encane ikhefu and then bese siyabuya ke siyayi unpacker.
Tune in for the latest news in the taxi industry with Solim Caesar. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on Radio Pulpit 657 a.m.
Sukkel jy om tyd te maak om jou Bybel te lees?
We do all the good we can by all the means we can for as long as we can. Radio Pulpit 657 a.m. Your daily companion.
Siyabonga ukuthi na kule ntambama uhlanganyele nathi sijula ngezwi sicwila ngezwi siphetheke i-discussion enamandla esizovala ngayo lenyanga ka-August okuyinyanga yabantu besimame sizobuka bazalwane ukuthi kusho ukuthini to be a servant of Christ. Njoba ngishilo ke ukuthi ngino Pastor Melita Molete ngikanye no Pastor K Lidwaba kanye no Pastor Tebogo Mukwena. Ya mhlambe siqale ngokubuka ukuthi what does it mean to be a servant of Christ, Pastor Melita?
Amen. You know, to be a servant of Christ, he said in Mark 10 verse, I want to go to Mark 10 verse 45.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, for even the Son of Man did not come to serve, to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. We are called to serve, as we are the followers of Christ, we have to follow what Christ has done. The main assignment that Christ left us with is to serve. But how should we serve? We serve him by following his footsteps. Jesus was saving by winning what was lost to the kingdom of God. So this is the biggest assignment that we should follow him. I just want us again to read 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. It says, this then is how you ought to regard us as servants of Christ and as those entrusted with the mysteries God has revealed. Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithfully. Faithful. You know, we are called to serve, and as we serve, it is required from the servant. We have 2 servants. We have the servant and we have the steward. The steward is the servant with the responsibility. A servant, we are all called as a servant, but those God trusted them with some requirements, a servant with responsibility, which I call them which the Bible called them the steward. So we are called to be faithful servant. How to be faithful servant? What are we serving? We are serving who? And why are we serving? This assignment that Jesus given us to bring many to the kingdom of God. We are serving into 2 parts. You can serve into your local church and you can serve outside. The church has been called to call men into the kingdom of God. That's the role of the church. When Jesus trusted the church with that assignment. When he's coming back. He's going to come back to the church asking the church about the assignment. So when we serve, we are serving with the mind that was in Christ. Which mind what was in Christ? The mind of winning the souls. That we are just called, Bazalwani, to serve by winning souls. And by winning souls, again, the serving in the church. Everyone has a peace in the church on how to serve. So when you serve in your local church, it's when you start serving one another. You start checking the needs of your church, of the local church. I can serve, I can do this. But when you serve in your local church, you have to bear in mind that you are not serving a man. You are not impressing a man, because a man or your pastor, he can disappoint you, and sometimes he won't even see that you are serving. But the Bible says those who are serving in the secret, in 1 Corinthians, same chapter 5, it says, when you serve in the secret, it's not nice sometimes. You serve even you don't want to serve. That's a difficult part. The obedience of a servant is when you serve when you don't want to serve. But because you understand this is an assignment, there's a race that you are running, the assignment that will be given just to serve, by serving. So sometimes you serve even if you don't like serving. That's the main role that you're supposed to do in the local church.
Yeah.
To serve people by loving them, by checking their needs. Jesus one day he washed the feet of the
disciples.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Of the disciples. Mm-hmm. And said, as I did the same way that I did, please do to others. Mm. It's how you serve to others. But the main focus that I want us to focus on it is winning souls. The reason Jesus died is because of the souls. The reason he came into this world is to reunite us back to him.
Mm.
So this is the main assignment that is coming back.
Yeah.
It's going to answer. We are going to answer on that day, how many souls have we won?
Hmm.
Not how many cars you have, how many people, how many souls? How many souls? He's not going to ask of how many you have suffered for long, you have whatever. No. Those things they don't matter anymore.
Yeah.
What is matter is the souls to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Ngikuzwa kahle Pastor Melita njoba usho uthi we are called to serve by winning souls. We are called to serve ukuthi senzene sibathande abanye abantu sibuke futhi nezidingo zabo. But mhlambe omunye phela sengoredo pulpit asilaleli abantu ukuthi bayayi understand mhlambe le gospel the way nathi si understand ngakhona ne. Omunye uzothi okay kiyamutla muruti ubua hore resheba dihloko tsa batho ba bang before tsa rona, but hekere kya sheba in our communities, hekere kya sheba baruti, it seems like a congregation is ever muruti than muruti aseve the congregation or aseve the community. Like for instance, ho bile le di bua tsengata ka nako ya COVID, Pastor K wa hopola gore ba re gantse dikereke di etsang,
yes,
because people are suffering.
Mm.
But it seems like dikereke ha di buli menyako for people who understand but bana le dihloko, but it seems like churches ha bana taba ba shebile bona hore you know re phela hantle re thola di grocery and all that. And what about the community? What about the congregation? So ngibuyela endabeni yakho Pastor Melita, as usho uthi we are called to save, and ubale izinto ezibalekile la ezintathu: winning souls, loving people, and sibuke futhi their needs. So mhlambe ngize kuwena Pastor K, Do you think what we serve enough as the body of Christ or as Ibandla?
The question will be, what is serving enough?
How
do you measure serving? Guti, am I serving enough? IBhayibheli Colossians chapter 3, verse 23-24. Liti, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. So how see mejara kanjani ukuthi how am I serving enough? I think it goes back to lento ukuthi who are you serving? If you are going to be serving men like u Pastor Melita has mentioned, you will get disappointed because masengangasakuncomi for lo msebenzi owenzile. Kuba ngathi your efforts are not being recognized.
You are not
appreciated. But mawuyenzela uNkulunkulu la ku Colossians ithi you receive the inheritance as your reward from the Lord. Uyazi ukuthi whatever I am doing, I am doing for the Lord. So maybe as abantu nje ama congregants and even esontweni, as much as we serve in different roles in the church, in your ushering, in your worship team or whatever you are doing, whether you are an armor bearer, as much as you are serving the man of God or you are serving the woman of God, but that's don't look at it as serving the man of God. You are serving this man of God. You are serving God through this man of God. Ngoba usebenza usenkonzweni, it is towards the service. So masingaba in a situation la khona singathi I think I'm doing too much for the church. You are not doing too much for the church. You are working for the kingdom of God. And the only one who can actually even measure that is God himself. Uyena uzokutshela if you are doing too much or not. So thina let's just serve wholeheartedly, senze as much as we can and cheerfully so, because I believe ukuthi serving is you decide that you want to serve, unlike when you are being forced. Now it's no longer serving, now it's looked at as slavery. I'd like to differentiate the two, kanjalo ukuthi no, when you are a servant is you actually wena are saying I want to do this, unlike when now you are forced to do wenza into ongafuni kuyenza. That is a form of slavery.
Okay, so umehluko ulapho between a servant and a slavery.
I would define it in that manner.
Okay,
yes.
Pastor Tebogo, wena ungayi define kanjani?
Yes, you serve wholeheartedly.
Yeah,
and I think that's a posture of humility. You humble yourself and serve. And humility removes the part ukuthi you are forced. And I believe ukuthi when you love God and you love his people, automatically you will want to serve. Because uNkulunkulu ushilo wathi, the first commandment, love your neighbor, love God, love your neighbor as you love yourself. So if you have the love of Christ in you, you are filled with the Holy Spirit, servanthood, it's not going to be a problem. You are not going to be forced to do it. It will just come out naturally because the Spirit of God is in you and you understand the assignment is now. We are here to serve God first and then to serve one another. And serving is broad. We cannot only limit it to ebandleni. Umakhelwane wakho umezokokota kwakho athi angina singwa kwami ngicela isingwa. When unamalo 515 lapha sengiya exaggerate abolayo bese uthi anginawo. That's not serving. But when you give, it's part of serving.
Yes.
Yes. So sihamba sonke siyesontweni sihlala estradini si-1. Ngiyazi uneighbor wami akana transport, but ngiphuma ngo 9:30 esontweni ngena ngo 10 ngiyamshiya. But I know ukuthi yena i-means of transport they don't have. That's not serving. And that's not loving your neighbor. So ayingapheleli kuphela ebandleni ukuthi uyi-asha, uyidikoni, uyaklina nasekhaya. Akubonakali. Uyayibona ukuthi ibuyela ku theme yethu, living epistles. Yes, my sekhaya mfuthi makubonakale, you serve your community, you serve your neighbors, you serve even labantu ohlala nabo endlini. Amen.
So uyazi sisakhuluma le ndaba yokuserve ne ngibe ngithole a very disturbing call earlier on. Unfortunately ubuthi lo bengikhuluma naye akakwazanga ukuthi ayiqede inkulumo yakhe ne. And anginayo ne number yakhe. If la ekhona ulalele ngicela ubuye buthi, and then or mhlambe ask someone ucele idata and send me your numbers, because into bekayikhuluma umuzi ukuthi ukhuluma ukhathazekile kakhulu emoyeni, uthi sisibahle anginayo i-airtime but njoba ngikhuluma nawe kanje anginalutho, uthi anginalutho. And ithe nje ngisambuza ukuthi ungathanda ukuthi ngikusize kanjani, yavele yanqamuka iline, and unfortunately iline yethu akusile ebonisayo ukuthi ubani ofonile la ungakwazi ukuthi mhlambe owakopiye masinya ama number akhe. So buti if una ukhona uyawubona lo myalezo sokukhulumayo today, I think ilapho manje kumele sibonise khona ukuthi ngempela siyaseva ngempela idingo zabantu, njoba izwi lisho sithanda ukuthi ke mhlambe sisize la singasiza khona noma futhi akukho okuncane bazalwane, njoba usho mfundisi ukuthi if useva ngenhliziyo yakho yonke nangothando nangokukhululeka kwakho, yilapho ke uNkulunkulu uthola ukuthi naye uyakubusisa isandla isiphayo, isandla esibusisekayo. So futhi la ukhona if uyakwazi ukuthi uthole indlela ongaxhumana nathi ngayo sisese la emoyeni, please do that. Yeah, sikhuluma la udaba sibuka ukuthi kusho ukuthini to be a servant of Christ, and njoba esho Pastor Melita ukuthi we are called singabazalwane to be servants of Christ. We example ukuthi uChrist gave us to follow singabazalwane. So ngaleyo ndlela uma sihamba einyatheleni zika Christo sigcina sifana naye, ene yilokho ngempela akulangazelayo uChrist. Kunomyalezo la uphuma ku Dr. Thobe uthi ke uya commenta ngalolu daba uthi siyafunda serving God by loving them, checking their needs, because cabanga ukuthi to be a servant of God ukuphakanyelwa kanti lutho, but ukuba umnikelo ube isipho kubantu. Uthi siyabonga go Pastor Melita. So Pastor K, ngicela ukubuyela kuwena futhi, why is serving God kubalulekile?
UJesu kwenzile, and if we are saying we are Christ like, then we too we do that. Philippians chapter 2 verse 5 uthi let the same mind that was in Jesus Christ also be in you. So kuqhamuka lo yambuzo lo futhi ohlale uvela ukuthi what would Jesus do? So if Jesus would serve, why wouldn't we serve? We need to do it as well. Ku Philippians 2 ne from verse 6 mawehla nayo ithi though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. Kuthi as much as he could just be himself, he didn't see it as a demotion for him ukuthi avele phakathi kwethu in human form. With so much splendor, you know, in his majesty, but he did not consider it a demotion. So it is very important ukuthi makati uPastor Melita mentioned the washing of the feet, ukuthi washed the feet of the disciples. That on its own shows ukuthi phela the moment I go down and wash your feet, kumele ngiye phansi, angeke ngikwazi ukwasha inyawo zakho ngibile. So I must go down, I must humble myself and go down and do the work and serve you in that manner. So it is very important. Characteristic humility is very important amongst us as the children of God. So more than even looking at ukuthi ukuyiphi position uyazehlisa, no, that characteristic of a child of God, you need to be able to to be humble. Yes.
Wow. So, 1634, uma nawe lapha ekhaya uthanda nje ukufaka uvo lwakho kulolu daba, mhlawumbe omunye nje njengoba sikhuluma uyaqala uyayicheka ukuthi am I a servant of God? And ngenza njengoba izwi lisho yini, ungakhuluma nathi ku 0123341322, unga WhatsApp na ku 0826572729. Ngivulela manje incingo bazalwane ngoba ngithanda ukuthi sibe nesikhathi si enough ukuthi ke sikhulume nawe uma unemibuzo sikwazi ukuthi ke siphendule. Pastor Melita, uma sifunde iBhayibhelini, kibo mang batho ba ileng hore re ka bala ka bona and ile batho ba ileng hore neli the servants tsa Modimo mo Bibleng.
I love Paul because always when he addresses himself, he say, I, servant of God. Yeah. I, Paul, the servant of God.
Mm-hmm.
James too, again, although we have some few of them. And because we are the followers of Christ,
mm-hmm.
we are Christ-like
yeah.
in this world. So he is, so are we. So I like what Christ says, because serving, it has benefits. I want us to make Jesus as our main example,
mm-hmm.
because now the focus is on him. We are the followers. Bona re tlohetse dintho tsa rona tsengata because of this man. We have never met him, but we believe in him and we trust in him. I like what he says in Mark 10 verse 43. Whoever desires to be great among you must be your servant. Whoever wishes to be most important and first in rank among you must be a slave of all. You know, to be a servant, we are the slaves of Christ. To serve, you have to be a slave.
Yeah.
We have great women of God who because it's the month of the woman, we have great women of God who are still serving, who are still running this race of serving. They are our examples. I like to bring it at home, you know, not to talk about Bo Deborah who served in the Bible, but we have many of them. Those women in the Bible, Bo Ruth, whoever. But Mudimu, Bo Esther. But Mudimu has given us those women who are still running the race.
Yep.
We were born young. We knew about them, helping the community, serving God, running this race. We are now old, but they are still holding on. Why? Because they became, or they are still, the slaves. They regard them as they are slaves of Christ. And mentioning those women, there are many. We have many of them in the kingdom of God right now. The Esthers, the Deborahs, whoever. They are still running this race because they are the slave.
Yeah.
To serve in the kingdom of God, you have to be a slave. And you have to humble yourself because he will lift you up when you are down there. I like what Pastor Kay says. When you are done washing others people's feet, he will lift you up.
Yeah.
We have this, I don't know, Pastor T. I have this woman in my life that I'm looking at them and I see them as I can make they can read the Bible. It's our Bible. It's our scriptures. Bo Deborah. I have the Deborahs. We have Bo Mama Sina. We have those women, you know, those powerful women of God. I was born, they were born again, serving the the community, serving God, serving in their churches, in the even now they are in their 70s, but they are still the slaves. If you can regard yourself as a slave in Christ, you will win, because you will understand as slaves. Let me come to this example of a captain in the ship with the slaves. In all this, they will go inside the boat, in the sea. There will be the slaves on the left-hand side and right-hand side rowing. Their assignment is just to row the ship. And when they are rowing the ship, they are not facing where the ship is going. Only the captain of the boat is facing where the ship is going. But their assignment is just to draw the ship. They don't determine what time the ship will stop or will go. They don't determine even the wind are coming. They just keep on rowing. When you are tired, there are some the watchmen over them. When this one is tired, they don't have time for you to say you are tired, rest. There's no resting. They just throw you inside the water, and they keep on rowing. They will row the ship even if they are tired, because it's their assignment. Only the captain will stand up, said, keep on fast, slow, whether it's fast or slow. But they are just focusing on rowing. Sometimes we serve in our local churches. Pastors are hating us because sometimes we think we are the captain of the church. Jesus is only the captain of the church. We are just the servants in the different responsibility. We keep on serving, whether your pastor, but your pastor doesn't own a church. That building is not for the pastor. It's for the servants of God. That is why we have to regard us as a servant of God with responsibility. Then you'll know your lane to a difference between a pastor and you as a servant. And when you go to church, you go to church to serve not a man, but to serve God. Then you become a slave. You don't wait on pastor to tell you tomorrow is what. You manage the house of the Lord by serving. God will give you, will direct you where to serve. So what the people that I'm looking forward as my example for service, only Jesus.
Amen.
I want to focus on Jesus, because if I focus on pastors, on other people, I will get like it's a mutiling. Because Jesus is the way. He is the way and the truth.
Amen.
We cannot serve. But if you understand, you are in this journey to serve him, to get your award from him. We give you awards, but mudimu reward. Your reward is there in heaven. He said, me myself, I will come and praise you and give you praise. I said, my faithful servant. You understand? He will give you praise. But but if we are waiting for someone to praise you, the Bible says you have already received your reward. So it's better to wait for Christ and give you the reward. As I'm talking about the awards and reward. On the 12th.
Okay, retabuela ko yona Pastor Melita. Sikhuluma la indaba to be a servant of Christ, and then saphinda sabuka ukuthi why is serving God important? Isikhathi ke sithi 16:43 njoba ke incingo sengivulile. Unga pinde wa WhatsApp uma uthanda ku engage kule ndaba esixoxayo kule ntambama njoba ngino Pastor Kelly Dwabangi kanye no Pastor Melita kanye no Pastor Tebogo Mukwena itike kunomsebenzi omuhle la abawenzayo o Pastor Melita to honor the servants of God. And ubuletse ntho engwe e profound mo muruti ore mo lefatseng re fa di awards but modimo yena wetsang wa riwada. Yes. So sizobuka inceku okukuthi you know bayamsebenzele uNkulunkulu and izwi lithini lithi yenza kubantu esif wenza wenzela uNkulunkulu. Uyabona uma singaba nale mindset le uNkulunkulu asipha yona. Ngeke ufune ukuthi mhlambe uyiphakamise uma wenza into ngoba you know ukuthi wenzela bani uNkulunkulu. And what I love Pastor K ukhulume indaba yokuthi ngeke ukwazi ukuseva ungekho humble. Definitely so. Angeke useve ungekho humble. Xoxa nathi lapha ekhaya ithi ngithathe na umhlabeleli oza ngosisi Winance othi Waging War.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love. On 657 AM.
Oh, what a beautiful song. Osisi Winance uthi we are waging war. Isikhathi ke sithi 1647. Zivuliwe incingo uma uthanda ukukhuluma nathi noma unombuzo njengoba sikhuluma la sibuka ukuthi kusho ukuthini to be a servant of Christ. Nginale Pastor Melita, nginale Pastor K, nginale Pastor Teboho unombuzo khuluma nathi ukuze bazokuphendula la abafundisi. Ya kunemiyalezo la engithanda ukuthi sindlule ngayo kuqala Pastor Joel uthi powerful topic we are learning and kunenye la a voice note ngicela ukuthi silalele masinya.
Uyayivala or uyayivula sis? Hayi ayifudu wasithanda sami, siyabulela imvuselelo. Bye nontsikelelwe lo first Loras. Thank you sweetie.
Oh okay, lo myalezo ungene ngaphakathi sisoqale kuqaleni asiza ukuthi uthini lawo mama.
Yo sisibahle yo uyayivala or uyayivula sis? Hayi ayifudu wasithanda sami, siyabulela imvuselelo. Bye nontsikelelwe lo first Loras. Thank you sweetie.
Thank you mama. Okay kunomunye futhi la umyalezo ngicela silalele.
Hey engwe ena ya dijo sisibahle. Ha ke bona motho mongwe a tshwere ke tlala. Ke bona motho a sa apara. Gore ke leka ka ditsela ka moka gore ke tlhakantshe se ke se tshwere. Jo o kere ke sa tsebe gore ke mongwe a thele borotho ke bo tshwereng or ke eng, but Modimo tla nthusa ke bane le maatla. Ya ke khono ho direla batho ka botlalo. Ke nngwe e indula mo pelong le yona. E ba se ke se tshwarang ke batla ona thelo wa se tlhoka. And ke nnete Modimo wa batlisa batlhoki mo thokwaka. Batho Modimo o lokile.
Ka nnete.
Last week ke bone boholo ba Modimo. I think in exact ka bupi fela montlu. Ai ke bona shop engwe en romela voucher ya 300 rand. Ka sibitse ka lebitso.
Wow.
Yo, ke ne ke sa kgolo ke re hore ba batla ke reke pele. E be le hore ke ya. Ke ba le hona ke patelang ka voucher ore bia. E ka ya go shopong ya ha ke fitla. ba downloada that voucher 300 rand. Ba tsaba ka topa topa ntse tlokahlang dijo. Ga o ya ke thabile, ke thabile, ke thabile. Ke re modimo o a gona, a o palelwe.
Yeah.
O ka rena gore ke ne ke bina anti Jesu na mpona ha ke lela bya. Kanti ka nnete o mpone. Ba tsaba ba e downloada ba re e mama ha o re ke selo no tsa di ntho tsa 300 rand. To ka thaba o ka re nka fofela hodimo. Ke le boha modimo. It is saying we are rewarded for all the fatigue because we have to put our own. Yeah, lebo.
Ho leboha rona mama re o share that powerful testimony ya ngempela lokhu kuyabonisa ukuthi nawe you are a true servant of God. Asilalele futhi umunye umyalezo la ya nangu khali mambo. Hey, dala ngimlindile yazi. Khali mambo.
Ah sibingelela nkosazana sibingelela kubalaleli bonke bo Red Bull pit umsakade wetindzabale tithokotisako. Ha namhla yahlanza ayahlanza sinene la yasihlala khona la kune party. Manje ke ngizanga khona ukungena kodwa manje sinyangena ngithi kancane nyana nje ngibingelela abefundisi bethu. Hayi kuhle kakhulu bakhuluma ngendaba emnandi kakhulu yokusebenzela uNkulunkulu. Encwadini yezenzo zabapostoli sahluko se shumena ntathu monga ngisabhekanga lapha ya ngihlukaniselene uBarnabas noSaul insuwana Saul noBarnabas bonza umsebenzi wami lo ngibahlukanisela wona siba nenkinga nyana ke thina kube hasahasanyana o mhlambe indidana nyana la ayikuphileni ngokuba siba nabo abantu labasebenzele uNkulunkulu kodwa bona bangahlukaniselwa ngoNkulunkulu siba nabo abantu labangabangabefundisi kodwa bangahlukaniselwa ngoNkulunkulu basebenzele uNkulunkulu manje leyo inkinga nyana leyo kufuna ucala thina sisebenzi sihlukanisele yena uNkulunkulu imizimba yethu le ihlukanisele uNkulunkulu ukuze sikhone kahle lelizwi likaNkulunkulu lisenze sintando kaNkulunkulu khani mama ngosaza
Kanimambo, kanimambo, siyabonga. Mfundisi, hey, asizwe la uBishop S.A. Duma uthini?
Ah, sisi sibahle siyabonga ngomessage ukuseva. Unamandla kabi ngoba uyabona uma ukhuluma ngawo kanje kwenza ukuthi abantu bafunda. I wish ngathi ngabe bebelalela abantu bezo ukuthi ngempela serving is a service of its own okumele abantu bayiphase. Siyabonga ma.
Amen. Siyabonga mfundisi. Nansi enye asilalele.
Good afternoon bahle. Nabantu nabo lapho e studio. Here is the word that I am bringing. Izwi likaNkulunkulu. A son is promised to Abraham. The book, it is found in Genesis chapter 18. The Lord appeared to Abraham at the sacred trees of Mamre. As Abraham was sitting at the entrance of his tent during the hottest part of the day, he looked up and saw three men standing there. As soon as he saw them, he ran out to meet them, bowing down with his face touching the ground. He said, "Sirs, please do not pass my home without stopping. I am here to serve you. Let me bring some water for you to wash your feet. You can rest here beneath this tree. I will also bring a bit of food. It will give you strength to continue your journey. You have honored me by coming to my home, so let me serve you." They replied, "Thank you, we accept." Abraham hurried into the tent and said to Sarah, "Quick, take a sack of your best flour and bake some bread." Then he ran to the herd and picked out a calf that was tender and fat and gave it to a servant who hurried to get it ready. He took some cream, some milk, and the meat and set the food before the men. There under the tree, he served them himself and they ate. Then they ask him, "Where is your wife, Sarah?" I'll speak about Sarah as we are in Women's Month. I'll speak about Sarah. "She is there in the tent." He answered. One of them said, "9 months from now, I will come back and your wife, Sarah, will have a son." Sarah was behind him at the door of the tent, listening. Abraham and Sarah were very old, and Sarah had stopped having her monthly period, was no longer menstruating, Sarah. They were old, granny and grandpa. So Sarah laughed to herself and said, now that I am old and all worn out, can I still enjoy sex? And besides, my husband is old too. Then the Lord asked Abraham, why did Sarah laugh and say, can I really have a child when I am so old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? As I said, 9 months from now, I will return and Sarah will have a son. Because of Sarah was afraid, she denied it. I didn't laugh. She said, yes, you did. He replied, you laughed. I started to read from verse 1 up to 15. Here is the word that I am bringing. Ukuthi ngempela, there is nothing that is too hard for the Lord. Verse 14, yasho ukuthi, uthi uNkulunkulu, is anything too hard for the Lord? As I said, 9 months from now, I will return and Sarah will have a son. So I am bringing this word, Mina, because of why? I know uNkulunkulu is the servant of God, is the pastor, is ngabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Tina, we have put our trust in the Lord. There is nothing that we can put our trust in. We only put our trust in God. So here is the word that I am bringing about Sarah, a woman who was worn out, who was no longer menstruating. Wenzani, wathola umntwana. Uyazi ukuthi abantu, they can write you off like a car. Kanti uNkulunkulu yena uyazi. If I have brought the word ngempela ukuthi Ecclesiastes chapter 3, ukuthi God is the one who says time. Thank you very much. Good afternoon. Ngiyabonga sibahle.
Thank you, Mama. Thank you so much kuwo wonke. Ama comments esiwatholile la. Dr. Melita, ngibona, you know, kunale nkulumo yokuthi most of the time si onara abantu bangasekho emhlabeni. And basese khona and then sibona imsebenzi yabo baseva bangama faithful servant of God, but uthola ukuthi we don't appreciate them, we don't honor them. So ngiyabona ukuthi nenze umsebenzi omuhle la to honor inceku neincekukazi. And mengithi ngiyabuka la isithombeni, hey, kunalo baba ngimthanda uDr. Elijah Masonganye. Ai, that man, amen, is very powerful. Amen. So on them 12 October, you'll be honoring inceku njoba ngisho. Ngibona la yena uDr. Elijah Masonganye, ngibona uDr. Bishop Mphahlele, ngibona uDr. Mo Mokgope, ngibona uDr. Apostle Baloyi, ngibona uApostle Sithole, ngibona uDr. Lady Archbishop Masina, ngibona uDr. Bishop Musi, ngibona no Chief Apostle Ben, not Ben, BN Lukele. Kungani niba honora le inceku neincekukazi?
Firstly, 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 17. Mhm. Ere give double honor to those who labor in the word, yeah, especially those who give us the word of God, the knowledge of the word of God.
Yeah.
So we are just honoring them before Mudimu Abahopola.
Yeah.
We want to give them their flowers. They are still alive.
Mm-hmm.
We are just saying we recognize you, but we are not just recognizing you. We recognize God that is inside of you.
Yeah.
We want to encourage them in their race that they are running to do more. We are not saying when we honor them now ba pensions ya no go fedile. We just try to say we recognize you, we thank God, and we want to give you the flowers while you are still alive.
Yeah.
Because renali this thing ya ho lebo gabatho ba se bali si yo mo lefatseng. But most of all, we want to thank God ka mosebetsi emgolo ebayenze mo lefatseng still basantsane ba yetse in their age they are still serving God.
Yeah.
You know, that's most important thing, encourager. So we just want to honor them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So njoba esho la u Pastor Melita on the 12th October khona la Pretoria bazalwane SZK Matthews Great Hall e UNISA kuzobe ke ku honorwa nazi inceke engiyibalile la Dr. Elijah Masonganyi, and he's one of abafundisa ukuthi baya contribute ku one of my programs in the morning.
Wow.
So ngiyilalela imfundiso zakhe is very powerful. Hey, ngibona bo apostle sithole. Hey, yeah, on this day kuzobe kuhle bazalwane. So uma nawe uthanda ukuthi uyoba honora iminyango izobe ivulekile ongakwenza ukuthi uyitholele ithikiti ngizoshiya inamba la ukuthi ke uwathola kanjani lawo mathikiti kodwa this le event izoba ngomhla ka 12 October ngo 5 iminyango izovula ngo 4 to 6 ntambama ne Pastor Melita.
Amen.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Siyababonga bo Pastor kanakimang Bishop Lehonolo Ledwaba. Yes, kanye nonkosikazi wakhe ukuthi ke benze lo msebenzi omuhle kangaka. So for more info ke kopa uri siele di number. Okay, kitse di number. For more info and nokuthi mhlawumbe wathola kanjani amathikiti 0615874876. Bafundisi bami uDr. uPastor Reiseka la. Nangu ngibukile kwamanje ithi ngithi nje ngiyabonga kakhulu. 1 second Pastor K.
All right, sithi nje serving unlocks a blessing. Sithi ke he who cannot be a good servant cannot be saved.
Amen. Pastor Teboho,
in this kingdom of God, if you want to be great, serve. The spirit
Amen.
Of servanthood. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Melita, 1 second.
Keep on following the footsteps of Jesus Christ. He's a soon coming king.
Amen.
Keep on serving.
Amen. Uyeza uPastor Rayle Khodi, ngiyabonga bafundisi bam uzongena kwamanje njengoba selishayilele sihlanu ihora. Mina nginawe ekuseni ngo 4. Asivukeni sikhonze. Bless you.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.